We'll check in now on the truckies. The Chief Executive of the Road Transport Forum in New Zealand is Nick Leggett. Morning, Nick.
Atamaria.
Now, first things first, last week we heard about not enough toilets. Truckies getting caught short. I hope that's been fixed.
Well, look, we've been very fortunate that the calls have been listened to, and both Local Government New Zealand and Associated Society of Local Government Managers, we've worked with the Department of Internal Affairs, and yeah, the councils have really come on board with that. I think there was the public reaction on the side of the truckies. I think, you know, New Zealanders have, they understand that it's truckies that are carrying the country on the backs of their trucks at the moment, that, you know, stock the supermarket shelves, that get the medical supplies into hospitals and pharmacies, and people really came behind that. I think, you know, there's, if you're working a long trip, maybe driving Auckland to Wellington, and you can't find a place to go to the toilet or get a hot meal, and there are no other cars on the road, you're very isolated and away from your family at a stressful time, then, yeah, it becomes a welfare issue. And we've been really pleased that, that we've been able to help that issue be solved, and more and more councils have opened up public toilets.
On the flip side, I suppose quieter roads, does that make life a little bit easier, a little bit less stressful for truck drivers?
Well, I think the thing about anybody who's driving at the moment is there are heightened levels of anxiety. So we've really been talking to a lot of operators about just reminding their drivers and reminding all road users, actually, that you've got to stay safe and you've got to keep to the speed limits. And we've had some good cooperation from NZTA and the police on that, and WorkSafe, just to, you know, it's important to keep safe. Just because there are fewer cars on the road doesn't mean that there isn't danger, and you've actually got to continue to uphold the law.
You mentioned the hot drinks. I just suddenly thought it must be quite difficult to get a decent cup of coffee on the road now.
Well, it is, and actually it's really only been the last couple of days, Corin, when I think one of the petrol companies have opened up coffee, because it, actually, even though they could sell convenience foods up until this week, they haven't been able to sell coffee. So, yeah, it's those things that you take for granted, but that when life is a bit tougher and there are fewer people, you know, working, and there's, as I say, more anxiety, you know, not being able to get a cup of coffee and something hot actually can, you know, make a big difference. So, you know, it's a stressful time for everybody, and truck drivers, there are thousands of them out there as essential workers. They are, you know, obviously getting some good recognition. The public knows what they're doing, but, you know, we've still got a little way to go in terms of, I think, recognising that all freight is essential, and we're hoping that the government over the next week or two will come to the same position, because it makes things very difficult for trucking operators if they're having to cart fresh air around because they can't fill a load of non-essential goods on the way back. And that's, you know, you see a lot of truck drivers operating, you see a lot of truck companies operating. It doesn't mean they're all doing well financially at this time. So there's a lot of struggle that's been felt across the economy as a whole. But if we need trucks to keep moving, and we also need them to be able to be carrying as much freight as they possibly can.
Indeed. Nick Leggett, thank you very much for that from the Road Transport Forum New Zealand.